from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome to the program in the name of the Lord Jesus. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing with a series of messages in Mark's Gospel, and here he is.
Good morning and welcome to our Gospel broadcast. We're gathering around the Word of God, Mark chapter 5, and we're looking particularly at the verse 15. I'm going to read it to you. This verse indicates the change that was brought into the life of the man possessed by many devils when he met with the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15, Mark chapter 5, it reads thus, "And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid." Before we take up the study of the verse, here's some music. It's a lovely hymn. It's by Ken Maxwell, and it's "Where He May Lead Me."
All right.
when we began our study of verse 15 of Mark chapter 5, we noted particularly how that this man who had been delivered from the power of Satan, we noted first of all in the verse that he was sitting. He was sitting. Now that's in sharp contrast to the lifestyle he had followed earlier. We referred you to the earlier part of the chapter where the man, we are told in verse 5, was always night and day in the mountains and in the tombs, that's the caves where they buried the dead, crying and cutting himself with stones. A poor, demented soul who knew no rest of mind, of spirit, of heart. But here, he's sitting. Now, I only got started, really, to speak upon that particular truth. It's one of the blessings of finding Christ as your Savior, that the peace of God comes into your heart and into your life, and you find rest. The Savior, in Matthew chapter 11, invites those who hear him to come unto him, and he will give them rest. It's a long time ago since I first came to Christ, back in 1964. I can remember the peace and the rest that filled my heart and mind when God in his mercy saved me. He's sitting, we are told, in the Gospel of Luke. He's sitting at the feet of Jesus. That's precisely where he was sitting. That's the favorite place for the devoted, loving, surrendered soul. Let me read to you from Luke's Gospel. This is from the chapter 7 and the verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat in the house, sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. What a wonderful scene. To help you understand what is happening here and to get the correct picture, remember, in Israel, in the days of the Lord, they didn't sit on chairs around a table, but rather they reclined on very low couches. Each guest would have thus reclined with their feet stretched out behind them. And it was thus that the woman was able to come up behind the Savior and anoint his feet with the precious ointment out of the alabaster box and wipe them with the hairs of her head. The child of God loves to be at the feet of Christ, thus showing their surrender, their willing yielding up to his rule, placing themselves under his control. And that's what has been wrought in the mind and heart and soul of this man that we're reading about in Mark chapter 5. There is a wonderful spirit of surrender. I was going to show you another verse in Luke's Gospel, and I'd quickly do it. We find it in the chapter 10, and we're looking at the verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. The feet of Christ, not only a place of surrender, but it's the place of the servant who is ready to hear and obey. And here was Mary, who loved the Lord Jesus. Mary, the sister of Lazarus and Martha, here she is sitting at the feet of Jesus to hear his word. You can't hear God's word unless you take up that place. If you would make yourself equal with the Savior and stand erect in his presence, you'll not hear his word. You will not submit yourself to his rule. But those whose hearts have been humbled and they have been brought in loving and surrendered obedience to the feet of Christ, they will hear his word and readily obey it. Thus, this is where the man is. What a change has been made in his life. He who had been ruled by the devils is now ruled by the Lord Jesus. But it says also, and we're returning now to Mark chapter 5, the verse 15, it says that he was sitting at the feet of Jesus and clothed. Well, this is in contrast too to how he had behaved before. You recall how we are told that the poor man, so bereft of his wits, so tormented by the devils, that he ran around in his nakedness. He could not be clothed. Such madness possessed him that he would tear the clothes from himself. Luke chapter 8 and the verse 27 tells us that. But now see him, calmness restored and modesty restored. I have to say, in these days, when immodesty is so common, when it pleases people to live in an immodest fashion and dress in an immodest fashion, it betokens the power and workings of the devil in the lives of people. It certainly does not betoken the workings of Christ. Surrender to Christ, obedience to Christ, the grace of Christ results in modesty in the life. Modesty is the mark of true Christianity. Immodesty is the mark of this age, and it tells us of the decline in the influence of Bible Christianity. While God looks on the heart, he also observes how we dress, and our verse clearly indicates that. Yes, the man was sitting at the feet of Jesus, denoting the surrender within his heart, but he was clothed. Outwardly, there was the mark of grace as well as inwardly. We'll continue with this verse, having another look at what is given us here by way of a description of the change that is made in the life of the soul that comes to Christ. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.